Some of you may remember the name Corrie ten Boom. She was a Christian lady from the Netherlands who hid Jews in the attic of their house during the Second World War. And the Nazis found them and sent her and her sister to a concentration camp. Her sister was killed in that concentration camp, but she was miraculously released because of a clerical error that let her go. And she went back home, and she swore she'd never go back to Germany again, those awful Germans. But Corrie ten Boom began a ministry, a Christian ministry, that took her around the world. She was often on Billy Graham's shows. And one time she was speaking in the basement of a Lutheran church in Hamburg, Germany, and she saw, after her speech, coming down the aisle, one of the cruelest of the guards in the concentration camp. And she saw him coming to her, and a chill went down her spine. And he came to her, and he said to her, "Fräulein, you probably don't recognize me, but I was a guard in the Belsenbauten concentration camp where you were a prisoner. And I could only say to you, I've repented of my sins. I would ask you to forgive me." And he held up his hand, German style, for her to shake his hand, asking for forgiveness. And she said, "I can't do it. I can't raise my hand." And suddenly her hand raised, and she shook his hand and said, "I forgive you." And she felt that a burden was lifted from her when she forgave him. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone who sins against us. And the next petition, Luke's final petition, looks to the future. Lead us not into temptation. And this always raises questions in the hearts and minds of people who know the scriptures, because St. James writes in James 1 verse 13, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone." And then James goes on to say, "But each of you is tempted when you are dragged away by your own evil desire and enticed." A temptation is any testing situation that would pull us away from God or lead us to live or act or believe contrary to the will of God. And again, in his small catechism, Martin Luther hits the nail right on the head as he explains this petition by writing, "God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory." After I retired from Faith Lutheran Church in Monmouth, we joined Peace Lutheran Church in West Salem, the other Peace Lutheran here in the valley. Peace Lutheran Church in West Salem uses the green hymnal. And if you remember the green hymnal, they have two columns for the Lord's Prayer. One is the traditional, and the other is the newer translation. And Peace in West Salem uses the newer translation of the Lord's Prayer. And this translation words this petition, "Save us from the time of trial." And that is also a valid translation of the Greek text. It took me a little while to get used to using it, and now I feel very comfortable praying, "Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil." So, tying it all together, as Jesus teaches us to pray, teaches his disciples of every generation, he has invited us to see him clearly. So much of the time we live our lives from the outside looking in, like someone standing outside and looking into an old church with beautiful stained glass windows, but all they see from the outside is dark gray glass. However, if they walk inside the church and look out on a sunny day, they see all the beautiful, majestic colors of that stained glass. When Jesus teaches us to pray, he's teaching us and telling us to come inside, inside the mind and heart of God himself. He graciously invites us to call God Father, and then to come him with our deepest needs, for the present, for the past, and for the future. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds secure in Christ Jesus through life everlasting. Amen.